This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The governor of a key eastern Ukrainian city is acknowledging that Russian forces are advancing in heavy fighting, but he says the Ukrainian military is holding back the enemy from three sides of Severodonetsk. As fighting remains fierce in the eastern Donbas region, NATO members are pledging to send more longer-range weapons to Ukraine, whose troops are outnumbered and outgunned. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send an additional $1 billion in military aid, the largest single contribution of weapons and equipment since the war began. Germany says it will provide multiple launch rocket systems. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the military support brings us closer to a common victory over the Russian aggressors. Two U.S. veterans from Alabama in Ukraine are assisting in the war effort against Russia have gone missing. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The men are 27-year-old Andy Ty Wynn of Trinity, Alabama, a former Marine, and 39-year-old Alexander Druk of Tuscaloosa. Congressman Robert Aderholt says Wynn had volunteered to go fight with the Ukrainian army, but relatives haven't heard from him since June 8th, when he was in the Kharkiv region in Ukraine's northeast. An aide adds Wynn and Druk were together. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
If it's true, we'll do everything we can to get them safely back home.
But Kirby adds the administration is discouraging Americans from going to Ukraine right now.
It is a war zone. It's combat. And if you feel passionate about supporting Ukraine, there's any number of other ways to do that.
If confirmed, the pair would be the first Americans known to have been captured fighting for Ukraine. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com.